And he is very concerned about climate change, and he is using music and creativity to reach children. Thanks for joining me, Aaron. Great to have you on finally.
Yeah, it's wonderful to be here.
So you are very passionate about what you're doing. Tell our listeners how you are, what you are doing to actually reach, you know, perhaps a different demographic on the challenges that we're facing with climate change.
It's such a critical issue that is really becoming a meme for a lot of the younger generations, and we've identified the power of popular culture, storytelling, music, media, as a vehicle to reach the next generations about these critical environmental and social issues that often don't emerge in the conversation, the media, the larger mainstream media conversation. So we've developed a exciting children's transmedia platform, which we hope will be Dora the Explorer 2.0. We have ambition to reach a television audience as well as our book series and the music that we're releasing about a little girl who becomes a superhero for the planet through her dreams, taking magical dream adventures and really building on larger mythology, the power of story to influence children and see themselves in the future.
And Aaron, I know you're very passionate about this, and you're on Facebook a lot of social media activity. Where does your passion come from? What made you decide that this was something you wanted to spend a lot of time working on?
Well, I was lucky to have been raised with a certain exposure to the food and water crises. My father's a farmer and also an author, and my mother is a public health care nurse, and both of my parents brought me to different parts of the world to expose me to the ways in which people are struggling just barely to survive, to feed themselves and to access clean water. And, you know, through the eyes of my parents in some regard, I was exposed to, just the importance of speaking up on behalf of those that don't have a voice, children, families often, and of course all the plants and animals don't necessarily have rights or a voice in the world. And so I think that has definitely been a core source of my inspiration.
And you use music and Pacha's Pajamas to tell the story.
Yeah, we create pop music for kids and families, basically transformational entertainment as we see it, for kids to be engaged and enrolled in something that they feel both inspired to dance to and also that they can take part in and create a better world together.
I have just a little bit of a sample here. We'll just listen for a second. Is that you singing?
That's actually one of the kid stars that we work with. His name is Milo McFly. He's a 13-year-old rapper from Los Angeles, California. We have on this soundtrack almost 55 artists of four generations, ranging from 8 years old to almost 80. And it's an exciting compilation of sorts, which tells this story of Pacha's dream, first dream adventure in the series, and then we've woven in the music to help amplify and inspire the story.
So we need some nature superheroes. We have all kinds of action superheroes, and we're missing something that is a reminder about, you know, what we're intimately a part of.
That's right. Our nature, both within and without us, it's really important for us to see ourselves as part of this amazing, interconnected, animate world, and that each one of us really does make a difference, our thoughts and actions, and the way in which we partake in the world.
Aaron Abelman, I want to thank you for making a difference with your work. And if people would like to find out more, listen, I really encourage you. It's a fun way to learn more about how we can intervene and interact and be more intimate with nature. Of course, we are a part of it. It's our home. It's all around us, and she needs our attention. It's at pachaspajamas.com. That's P-A-C-H-A-S, pajamas.com. Aaron, great to finally have you on. Welcome.
Thank you so much.
Happy
holidays.
And, have a great Green Week, everyone. See you next time.